The Trump administration's revocations of international students' visas has roiled college campuses across the region, including the University of Delaware. WHYY's Chris Barish reports some UD students want school leaders to take a stronger stand on their behalf.
We will not put up with ICE!
Say it once, say it twice!
We will not put up with ICE!
The 200 students who demonstrated last week in front of Old College Hall made clear that they didn't want immigration and customs enforcement agents anywhere near UD's Newark campus. The rally was triggered after the Department of Homeland Security revoked the visas or legal status of 8 UD-sponsored current and former students. Since President Donald Trump began his second term more than 3 months ago, more than 1,000 visas have been terminated across America. Grad student Nora Lucas says UD President Dennis Hassanis is being too passive.
Basically, the information that we've received from UD so far has been, we'll connect you with some immigration attorneys, but essentially, like, you're on your own. They give you the guidance. They don't tell you to self-deport, but they say, like, you don't have very much time. It's unlawful to be here. It's up to you and your lawyer to make that decision.
Hassanis wouldn't agree to be interviewed for this story, but he's told the campus community in a letter that the visa terminations came without advance notice from the government or involvement by UD. Hassanis added that officials know of no current ICE presence at the school. A school fact page notes, however, that agents can enter public areas such as the grounds and student centers without telling the school, but they need a warrant to go into private areas such as dormitories or to make an arrest. State Rep. Medina Wilson-Anton attended the rally and wants UD to stand up to Trump. She points to Harvard, which resisted the president's demand that they change policies or risk losing billions of dollars in grants and contracts. This week, Harvard sued the administration.
The sense that I'm getting is that the University of Delaware administration is trying to not make any moves that will bring attention to them. And that's a strategy that I've seen a lot of people try to do during this time. And I think it's not the best strategy. In a time like this, moral courage is incredibly important.
UD International Relations Prof. Mukhtadar Khan attended last week's protest and said his students are afraid.
They're feeling that for any reason or for no reason at all, their educational journey could be interrupted.
UD has more than 2,200 foreign students who comprise nearly 10% of the student body. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.